Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the streets of Los Angeles, as we do. It's just like it happens. I didn't even do anything. I love you with all my heart. Where are we even going? Let's go, Simon. But where? We don't even know. But it is SmackDown ups and downs. Always a strange thing, because right now people are shouting at us, but they're not in the frame. And we'd much rather that they were. But what we can do is we can keep talking. Sometimes crowds just congregate. We're never going to know. And I know some people in the comments go a little bit crazy about these episodes of Ups and Downs. But look, they're my favorite of the year and I appreciate them. Apart from when people call me Johnny Sins. That's the one thing. That's the exception to the rule. Got in a lot of trouble with that, man.
Simon Miller.
That is. You could all join in, my friends. You could be on the camera. We could come around like this. You see? Like, imagine it happened. But yeah, we are about to have those downs for SmackDown. And as though I do have a bit of a crowd, did we enjoy the show? Did we enjoy the show? I think we did. Now, it starts off with the Usos coming out. No, it didn't. It did start with the Usos coming out. I've forgotten. We've just been through the Hall of Fame. So my brain is an absolute sieve right now. Shout out to Rey Mysterio there, right? Come on. There we go. Rey Mysterio doing the thing. Lovely man. Just comes across as so nice. But yeah, as we kind of talked about earlier, when it comes to the whole show, when it gets SmackDown, it had a go-home vibe. It felt like we were heading into WrestleMania, but there was no like major angle. There was nothing that was going to make you go, oh my gosh, I can't believe I've just seen that. However, the Usos come out. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens interrupted, and they kind of play off the fact that the Usos are stronger than Oak because they're real brothers. That's right, Usos. Good jacket, by the way. I like this jacket. They're real brothers because they're blood, whereas the brotherhood between Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens is built on loyalty. But who has no loyalty whatsoever is Kevin Owens. So we continue to tease this idea that maybe Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens are going to break up. Anyone want to see that? You want to see that, my friend. You're eating some food. If I said to you right now at WrestleMania, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are going to break up and not win the championships, how would that make you feel?
Warren Fuzzy wants Tam Toms.
It's the correct thing. I mean, you should be more upset than me. But honestly, I tell you, I want chaos, I want carnage, and if it's going to happen, I would do it. Do you think we should give the Uso segment an up?
Yes.
There we go. He really thought about it too. Yes. I appreciate that. Go and enjoy your hot dog. Thank you. Go and enjoy your hot dog. So we're going to give it up. Look, here's the big question. Is it going to be the main event tomorrow? We don't know. Ultimately, I don't even care. Give me that, man. I don't really mind. If Charlotte versus Rhea main events, I think that's good. If the Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn does, I'm pretty sure, I know Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio tomorrow night. If that main evented, I would be a happy man. But ultimately, I'm very pumped for this tag match. I do think Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn should walk away. Again, like the man said, what he said, the breakup would be warm and fuzzy in your tum-tum. The win would be good. I now actually need to get my notes out because I have no idea what came after that from what we just saw. Oh, yeah, it was Wrestling Trope 101. We all saw this, right? Because we're going to do a Fatal 4-Way Tag Match at WrestleMania, let's just take one of each of the teams and do a Fatal 4-Way. Now, sorry? Twice, I know, right? We'll get there. Don't worry, my friend. We'll get there. Now, it was Montez Ford versus Chad Gable versus, who was it? One of the Vikings. So, look, they're really connecting. It was Eric, I believe. It was Eric. It was Eric taking on Ricochet. Look, really fun match, right? I had a great time watching it. But I'm a bit of a stickler for this. There we go. It's the World Heavyweight Champion. I'll roll you up and beat you for that championship. So, you even know that, guys? But basically, He's totally thrown me off that guy. It's a very rare thing to happen. Valhalla doing the distraction. You get the cool finish where you get the big frog splash and you get the Ricochet shooting star press. And what this means is, because Ricochet got the win, there's no way Ricochet and Braun Strowman are winning over the weekend. Somebody else is. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give the match an up because I enjoyed it very much. It was very fun. But for that wrestling trope, I'm giving it down. Stop doing it. I don't want to see people interact like that before WrestleMania. Is it a big deal? No. Is it a serious problem? No. Am I throwing my toys at the pram? Yes. I'm very proud of it. This is the power that I wield. This is the other thing that I had. Rhea Ripley. Actually, what we're going to do quickly, we're going to do a 360. Look at this. Look at this. We got 360 amount of people. You see? I know what I'm doing. That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted.
Can I get enough?
What's your name? What's your name?
Lorenzo.
Lorenzo, you like an up?
Yes, can I get an up?
What are you doing to deserve an up?
You chop me right now.
No, I'm not chopping you. All right, I can't chop you. All right, all right, all right, all right. Put that down, put that down. It's a family show. It's a family show. I ain't doing that stuff. I ain't doing that stuff. That is overplayed. Right, listen. What's your name, man?
I'm Joel.
Joel, listen. Let's do Joel.
Yes, sir.
We just gave that someone a ridiculous chop, right? If I give you a chop, do you know what's going to happen?
Yeah.
I got to chop him. No more chops. No more chops. No more chops. I just appreciate it. All right. No more chops. No chops. He's. Oh, we just randomly saw the great Muta miss someone backstage. I mean, any other job you get fired, don't worry about it in this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, we then had the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Now, Phil, shout out to Phil, everyone. Why the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal came into existence so we could get everybody at WrestleMania. SmackDown. And look, I do like that. Look, I like the idea. I like the concept. It was okay. It's what I say.
Chris.
You know Chris Thompson, right?
I know, yeah.
He's one of my best friends.
Well, there we go. Shout out to Chris Thompson, a very, very good guy. You were very, very excited about this Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
That was awesome.
All right. It's the kind of insight you've come to expect in ups and downs. It's totally awesome. Damn. No, I did like it. The point was, is that, well, the point was LA Knight. I mean, I'm repeating a lot of what I've already said, but I think this could be a seminal moment when we look back and go, that was the time when everyone was like, this is it, we got to push this guy. However, it was Bronson Reed that eliminated LA Knight, and it was Bronson... to track number two of the evening, when we had Raquel Rodriguez, Sonya Deville, Natalya, and Shayna Baszler. All we did was copy and paste. This was even shorter than the men's one, which I thought was ridiculous. Raquel, when she beat Sonya Deville, it's the same before. I don't care. I like most wrestling tropes. I don't like this wrestling trope. It gets it down. The match was fine. I'm going to give the match an up. We ain't here to moan. I love the fact that Legado del Fantasma got LWO shirts from Rey Mysterio. I loved it. I loved it. It gets an up. So also, let's have a quick survey too. Do we think this was just done for the evening, given the Hall of Fame? Or do we think we're actually going to prolong it and make it a thing? Prolong, prolong, prolong. I think they should. It's everywhere, right? And it's been everywhere for 20, 30 years. I would do it. I would do it personally. Then you get Sheamus and Drew McIntyre versus Imperium. It's exactly what you think it is. The big question is, can Sheamus and Drew McIntyre coexist?
No!
The answer is, no, they can. Do you want to know how? Because if you can't coexist, one of them would vanish. That's what coexist means. It drives me nuts. It drives me nuts, but look, good match. They win with both their finishes. And now, actually, I should have done this whole thing, but we'll start now. We move on to the Intercontinental Championship match at WrestleMania. Who's winning? Just make noise. Who's winning? Drew, Sheamus. Drew. Gunther. It's good to get... Do you want to see Sheamus get it? I do not think we can lose. I don't think we can lose. If Gunther wins, can break the record. If Sheamus wins, Grand Slam champion. And this is my out-of-nowhere pick. Have Drew McIntyre win it. And Drew, who this guy kind of looks like, can go heel, my man. It's time. Go heel. Go bad guy. I'm taking about it. So I'm going to give it an up. I like this. I thought the crowd was oddly quiet for it, which was a bit weird. But hey-ho. Which bit? Exactly. I've lost mine already. I lost it in 5 minutes. Which brought us to the Roman Reigns Cody Rhodes face off. Now look, I'm just kidding. Honestly, I'm in love with Cody Rhodes.
Yeah!
I am in love with him.
Cody.
Because he is so himself. He's just Cody Rhodes, and that transmits. I love the line when he said that Roman Reigns was an 11-year project, and it took till year 8 for it to take off. Listen, I don't think that was Roman Reigns' fault, but it's still an accurate fact. Now, I don't know if anybody else was doing this. This is the kind of stuff I do when I watch wrestling. Roman Reigns took 3 minutes and 31 seconds to get to the ring, and he spoke for 1 minute and 42 seconds. Now, listen, I get it, right? Because the entrance, it makes you a star. I totally get that. However, what I would say is I expected a teeny bit more. I like the fact he turned to Cody and said, acknowledge me, screw the fans. Took that personally. I'm a fan, telling me to screw myself. However, okay, I'll be honest with you. It was a little bit like Brock and Roman when they were pulling at the title. Do you remember that? But it wasn't as silly as that. And ultimately, when the SmackDown logo comes up, I was like, am I ready for this match? I'm so pumped for that main event. And do you want to know why? Slap my head. I'm going to tell you why. Okay, people just come in. I mean, it's an arrestable offense, surely. But here's the thing. Now, if you watch any of my videos, I know I've gone on about this a lot, but we have a live crowd. So I want a live reaction, okay? Just stay with me a little bit, right, Mr. Knight? Right, so... We all agree that at one stage, at least on a piece of paper somewhere in a WWE office, the main event for this show was going to be The Rock versus Roman Reigns, right?
Yeah.
Right. If we do that match, and if you are planning 2023, The Rock ain't winning that match. And do you know what that means? It means the plan has always been for Roman Reigns. I think he goes above Pedro Morales, right? I think that's the next one. So I'm just putting it out there. When we're talking about predictions, there is a chance. I'm telling you. Look, this guy's breaking. He's breaking. I love it. I love breaking hearts and taking names. There is a chance that Roman Reigns wins. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Dude, no, no, never zero. Never zero. Wait, wait. Do it. Do it. Do I want this to happen? No, I want Cody Rhodes to win. I want to feel warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum, but I tell you, if we get to the end of Sunday and we got that head of the table music playing, I wouldn't be surprised. I tell you, I do not think it's a lock. I don't. And if you play WWE 2K23, you know the lock goes to a terrible time. So you don't want to be the lock. Came out in a flipping safe. I loved it. Goofy wrestling for life. I am going to give the main event an up, though. It's got me wrestle for WrestleMania. Who is ready for WrestleMania? Yeah! That's right. I love the energy. I love the passion. And look, while you're all here, thank you so much. I love every single, each and every one of you. Oh, no, dude, bring it in. Look at this. Look at this. Everyone that comes around. How you doing, man? It is just the Oh, good luck. Guy, his YouTube channel, he's awesome. How you doing, dude? You good?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great.
Did you see me repping you in the front row?
Right. So this is what this guy did, right? He was sat basically behind Michael Cole. We were chatting over Twitter DMs, and he said, I should have brought an up sign. I didn't. So he found a picture of me on Google Images, and you can see him holding it up. I love you. You're wonderful, and your content entertains me constantly.
Oh my God. I love you, man. Thank you very much.
No. You're the man. You're the man. No. Thank you. You will get golden ups as well, obviously. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to like the video. We're going to share the video. We're going to subscribe. We're going to comment. And also, as a little bit of a warning, here's what I would do. For those contingent of people who I still love, I truly do, you make me laugh every year, who cannot stand these videos, take the weekend off. Take the weekend off. Don't watch Raw either, because we're doing it there too. Come back on Thursday morning. It will all be done. We'll be back to normals. Phil and I always say this. This is our yearly bonus, where we come out and we just have our egos rub like crazy. Thank you very much, my friends. You enjoy WrestleMania. I'll see you soon. Simon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.